With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Tremendous bloodshed in a Russian missile and drone bombardment in Ukraine. BBC correspondent Joel Gunter.
The early hours of this morning in Kyiv began with a familiar sound. Sirens, followed by loud explosions and the rattle of machine guns. The blast came from Russian airstrikes, the machine gun fire from Ukrainian air defense units trying to shoot down drones. It was one of the largest attacks against the Ukrainian capital since Russia's full-scale invasion began, killing at least 15 people and wounding dozens more. Officials say that more than 440 drones and 32 ballistic missiles were fired into Ukraine.
Russia, meanwhile, repeatedly hitting civilian areas of Ukraine with missiles and drones. The UN says the attacks in the last 3 years have killed more than 12,000 Ukrainian civilians. Investigators in India studying data from the Boeing 787 Dreamliner that crashed last week. Here's correspondent Charles de la Desma.
The black boxes will provide cockpit conversations and data related to the plane's engine and control settings to investigators. Amit Singh, a former pilot and an aviation expert, says that the recovery of the flight data and cockpit voice recorders are crucial to piece together the sequence of events. The cockpit voice recorder records pilots' conversations, emergency alarms, and any distress signal made before a crash. The plane's digital flight data recorder stores information related to the engine and control settings. Both devices are designed to survive a crash. I'm Charles de la Desma.
They are celebrating in Florida right now, and with good reason. The Florida Panthers have defeated the Edmonton Oilers 5-1 in Game 6, and that gives Florida back-to-back Stanley Cup titles. This is SRN News. Africa hosting an anti-persecution gathering.
With Muslim terrorism spreading across the continent and Christians suffering as a result, the International Religious Freedom Summit is taking action. This week it is hosting the first ever IRF Summit Africa in partnership with the Global Peace Foundation and Pepperdine University. The event, which is being held in Kenya, hopes to encourage greater religious freedom throughout Africa, which in the past saw Muslims and Christians live together in peace. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Supreme Court expected to issue more opinions this week in critical cases. One of the rulings will decide the legality of a Tennessee law that bars sex change operations on children. If that measure is struck down, it could mean the end of similar statutes in other states. The High Court will also decide a case in Maryland where parents want to be able to pull their kids out of classes that promote LGBT agenda. This is SRN News. Lisa Dwyer reporting the UK Parliament has moved to decriminalize abortion.
The House of Commons voted 379-137. The amendment would bar the prosecution of women who take steps to end their pregnancies at any stage. British police have investigated more than 100 women for suspected illegal abortions over the past 5 years, including some who suffered natural miscarriages and stillbirths. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Trump has signed, or rather will sign, an executive order this week to extend a deadline for TikTok's Chinese owner to divest the popular video sharing app. White House says Mr. Trump does not want TikTok to go dark. That extension would last 90 days. He had signed an order in early April to keep it running for an additional 75 days. More details at srnnews.com.